Grand National Day. I've no idea who won it. I haven't been watching it at all or listening to it. I am in a garden in Tooting in this wonderful city of ours called London. And it's been such a beautiful day. Blue skies, lots of sunshine. It's time for the first barbecue of the year. And I've actually been enjoying a barbecue that's essentially in a bucket. It's a bucket barbecue. It's a red bucket with a little grilled platform upon which is a bowl that the charcoal goes into, and then on top you put another grill and cook your meat. And it's under this rather large tree that may be 20 metres high that has a big nest in it, which we think is a magpie.
Magpie. I think I've seen two magpies fly away from it, but there's a blackbird that keeps singing from it.
There's been a lot of bird action this evening.
And that's not just me.
So how is your, for the first barbecue of the year, what do you think to it?
Good. We need a bigger bucket. We need a bigger barbecue, really.
What, if we were to invite anyone other than just...
Yes. And the cats need to be happy.
There are two cats.
One of them you threw across the...
They're never happy.
Yeah, well, one's hiding.
I deserve it, there you go. I love cats, but not these two. Anyway, so yeah, London. Barbecue, summer.
Well, I used to have a lot of them. I used to have barbecue almost every weekend. Before I knew you, obviously.
Happy days.
Yeah. I like barbecues very much, but the problem is that I would like to invite people, but then I think I need chairs. There's room for people to sit, but there's no chairs. You need your camping chairs, I think, maybe.
And you live on the upper flat floor, and there's a lower flat which has Audrey living in it, and we didn't invite Audrey.
No, we didn't invite Audrey, but I don't think Audrey would like to come. She finds it difficult with the sun because she's allergic to sunlight.
She's a very white woman.
She's a very nice lady. Slightly deaf, which is beneficial.
Unless you're listening to her television, which is...
That's true. But we usually listen to the same things. Deal or No Deal. Dickinson's Real Deal. Anything with the deal in it, really.
Anyway, so we're in the garden...
We are, yes.
Of the upper floor flat. And in fact, our little table, which has the wine on it and where we've just eaten the barbecue.
Yeah.
And it's just underneath the window that is Audrey's kitchen window.
Yeah, and she used to have it open, and she used to have, like, her window boxes were quite good and they had geraniums and stuff in them. Now everything's dead.
But Audrey's not.
I think we should also point out that I've got a lovely peony.
What's a peony?
Peonies. Peony. It's a plant. It's lovely. It has big pink flowers, bulbous pink flowers. So that's quite exciting. Plus, there's actually a peace lily here that's still surviving. After, you know, the fact that we tried to kill everything, the peace lily's coming back. There's a rose, lovely rose there. That's coming back. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to the more exciting things. These are things I've planted. A massive aubrietia, geranium, lily lizzies. Spring onions. Spring onions and Chanterelle carrots, I think they're called. They're like little baby carrots. Imagine if they come up.
And this is all in a very small garden.
Yeah.
In London. Living the dream.
I'm working hard.
You are. So there we have it. That's it. And thank you for listening.